Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Every day, every weekday, we do this. 2 hours every day. Been doing it since 1997. Talking to you about things that are important to your small business. Like, for example, as in backing up your electronic data. Are you doing that? Are you securing your assets? You know, you've heard me talk about this study that our buddy Ken Crozen did, where he determined that 30 years ago or so, companies were using 80% fixed assets, physical assets, you know, things you can touch, tangibles, 70% of those, 70% of those, and the rest, the other 30% of assets they were leveraging were intangibles like patents and systems and technology, 70-30, right? 20 years later, about 10 years ago, when the research was finished, they determined that those numbers had become inverted. More people were leveraging intangible digital assets mostly, and the other 20-30% were physical, hard assets, desks and cars and chairs and buildings and things like that. So what does that look like in your business? Think about it. Look around you right now. Look around your business. Close your eyes and just think about the different things that you do that are not physical, that are digital, that are electronic, the files that you have. What if all of a sudden you walked into your warehouse and everything was gone? All the inventory in your warehouse was gone. Somebody came in the middle of the night and wiped you out. That would be bad, right? But you probably got insurance for that. Exactly. So now imagine what would happen if all the files, all the spreadsheets, all the photos, all the stuff that your website depends upon to draw, all the databases, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you do from a digital standpoint, imagine all that's gone. Well, it may have already happened to you. Or if it hasn't, it's going to. It will eventually. I promise you, it's going to happen. You can just count on that. And so what I want to talk to you about is backing all that up, making sure you do all that. Over the years, I have used a number of different systems. And we've done the physical thing. Where I literally would go to another kind of a hard drive or something like that. And I would literally, you know, pop in another piece of media into my computer and copy off of the one hard drive over to another piece, a CD. You burn it onto a CD, put it in a little cassette. We used to have little cassettes. Remember those? A floppy, of course. That was a long, long time ago, right? But various kinds of floppies. And then we even had hard drives. We even had other hard drives that were designed to be backup systems. And all of those did the job to a degree. They all got my information, my assets, off of the hard drive, in case the hard drive crashed, over onto something else, so that if the hard drive crashed, I could go secure those files. And that worked fine for securing those files. But here's where the problem was. It wasn't as regular as it needed to be. Even the most automated system, we came up with a couple of different variations of trying to get it automated, and we tried to make it where it would happen on a regular basis. But even those were always a little bit behind the curve. And they were always a little bit clunky to get the information out, to retrieve the information. So not too long ago, a few years, I'm going to say 3 or 4 years ago, we determined, we were introduced to some organizations that back up your data online. And I was a little skeptical. I'm going to admit, I was a little skeptical at first, because I didn't like the idea at first of my stuff going out over the internet and going to this location where these people that I didn't know, et cetera, et cetera. But when I learned that what the system did was it backed up on a regular basis, and that almost the moment I create a document, it was backing it up. It was securing it and backing it up and making it available to me regardless of when my hard drive crashed. So I almost would almost lose nothing. And here's what's more important. I didn't have to do anything except set it up in the beginning. I didn't have to remember anything. And then when I found out that all the files are encrypted, so they don't even know. If they tried to get access to my file, they couldn't do it because it's encrypted. So, and then I also found out that certain files that I absolutely positively don't want anybody else to have, I can prevent those from being copied, and I can secure them myself. So you can pick and choose. And when I found out all that, that's when I decided to go to an online backup system. Now, I don't get paid by any of these guys to tell you this. I recommend them to you. There are several out there. I recommend you go to Google, search for online data backup. I think that should get you what you need. I am going to tell you the one that we use. The company's called Carbonite. Now, I'm not endorsing them. They don't pay me to do that. That's just the one that we have met those people. We've gotten comfortable with them, and we've been using them for a while. Are they the best in the world? I don't know. I haven't used the others. I want you to look around. I want you to see what the others have. Compare the features. Compare what they have. Compare the pricing. But I want you to get your data backed up, because, folks, it's in the 21st century, your data, your electronic information, your digital assets are the equivalent of inventory in your warehouse. So I want you to get that backed up. Go check out some of the online data backup. The price is very reasonable for all of them. Check it out and go to online data backup in Google and see what the different guys have and make that happen this week. I promise you, you won't regret it. Next time a hard drive crashes, you'll say, so what? It's going to cost me $80 to put a new hard drive in. Your files will be secure. That's what you want. I'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about healthcare. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.